Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dear listeners, good morning and welcome to Comme d'Archi, the podcast that opens the doors to the fascinating world of architecture. For newcomers, let me introduce myself. I'm the spokesperson of Anne-Charlotte Despont, PhD in History of Architecture, published author, head of a communication and development agency based in Paris, France, dedicated to architecture. Let's meet every week to discuss culture and architecture with specialists and learn how to look at projects through a context and diversity lens. Thank you for being with me today, and now it's time for talent.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Hi everybody. Hi Brice Chapon and Aymeric Lambert. Thank you for being here today. You are both architects. Could you describe your office?
Hi, Anne-Charlotte. Thank you for your welcome. We are delighted to have this discussion. So, the Studio Parc Architect was created by Aymeric and myself 10 years later, and the studio is composed of a team of about 15 collaborators, architects, engineers, and researchers. We work on all type of projects, public facilities, news, rehabilitation. We also work on private commission. We have an approach of the project which aims at integrating the environment in the broad of sense, in an holistic vision in our architecture. We are interested in climatic environment. We imagine a simple and accessible climatic system or device for the people who will practice our architecture. A balcony designed in such a way that the projects the inhabitant into the surrounding landscape, a shadows that brings coolness to a hot climate and recover rainwater, water shutter that sculpts the front facade and will connect the user with their living spaces. Opening or closing shutters is a physical experience that helps people feel present in their environment. Following the thread of this thought, we attach a lot of importance to the cultural environment of the project we work on. The approach allows us to inscribe each project in the field of human culture, making it understandable to all. We also take into account the technical environment of the project as positive constraint for the construction. Aymeric and I graduated from the EPFL in Switzerland, a school where we learned a pragmatic approach. This training allowed us to better take into account urban and landscape issues and how the project will interact with what is already there, how we can enhance the existing and enter into dialogue with it. So from this holistic approach, we think design, conceive, and build the project, always with specific goal in mind, to build for the people who will use our building, live it, visit it, see it in the city.
Thank you for this presentation. Now you will talk to us about PAOFAI Cultural Center in Tahiti project, Aymeric.
Hi, Antoinette. So if we have to discuss about one project in particular, I think this one is a good one because it's near to be constructed. And this project is really interesting for us because it's about another climate. We are in the tropical space. And so we have to think about a building that will be open to all the people on this island, Tahiti. And it was a challenge because of the difficulties about the weather, because there is the sun, of course, but there is also, and perhaps it's more important, the rain, which is really intense, and the wind. But we'd like to build an open building with a lot of glass and windows.
Oh, it's a challenge.
So we had to put the program under a shed house, something that will filter the sun, and something that will be able to collect the water from the rain. And for this, we thought about something really important on this island is the all the plants, like the trees, which have really big leaves, and they collect the water. And they also close their big leaves when there is the wind. So the building is a big shed house with a sailing roof made of V, long V, put on columns. And the water goes into those columns. So this building is not a temple as usual. It's something more open, but it's all about the reflection, about the columns and the plants, like in traditionally temple, Greek temple, for example. So now you know that this building is a shed house, something that filters the sun. But what is in there? And I describe it first the what we call the dispositif, the thing that have an effect and interact with the environment. And under this roof, we have put the program. So it's a big library and an art center. This building is put on a platform upon parking. So it put the buildings at the first level. And the plan of this building is made with points, which are all those columns that bring the roof up to like 7 meters.
Seven, 8.
Yeah. So it's a quite open buildings, and the wind can go through the buildings.
And it's a part of the landscape?
Yes, it reacts with the landscape. The island is an old volcano. So there is a short place where the the ground is almost horizontal. And this building has this roof and these long columns, some things like the trees. So it's perhaps a landscape in itself. But this one is in town and quite mineral town. So this building is bringing something particular. Is built around a sort of patio. And in the center of this building, there is something they call a pai pai, which is a square made of stone. And it's the symbol or the place where public things happen. And the pai pai is something really important on the island. So it's put in the middle of this building. What we thought was the culture and the way of life with the plants and the wind and the sun in this building.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Yes, and the specificity of the plan of this project is really inspired by the fare, which is a traditional construction of Tahiti. And the plane of fare is made with a lot of columns. So when you look at the plane, it's some points which are delimited a space. Mm-hmm. So all the space in the Paofai Center are composed with these small dots, you know, and it's like a different fare which are composed together.
Mm-hmm. When will it be delivered?
2 or 3 years.
Okay, it's clear.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. See you next Wednesday for our new Comme d'Archie in English. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in to our previous content on Instagram at Comme d'Archi Podcast. If you like it, make sure to promote the podcast by giving it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and adding a comment, or on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And don't forget to subscribe and listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.